Hello and welcome to the Handy Capable Black Woman Throne Room. My view of humanity is a whole new tea. And welcome if you're new. Hello again, and I hope that you're still enjoying all of the juicy stories, the interesting content about current events, politics, and then also Reddit stories and everything like that. So if you want to hear more, I have almost 70 episodes, but okay, I'm going to get started with this topic, and it's probably going to be a part two. Yeah, it's probably going to need a part two, but interesting title, I think. IVF versus disability versus Republicans versus life. And one reason why I kind of debated on this, and one reason I knew I had to do this topic, is because of what I've heard down the line through my life from different people, from so-called Christians, from the church, from Republicans, from pro-life people, and it's just a mess, really, because IVF is supposed to be an amazing type of technology that will help and assist a couple to be able to create life and be able to create it as close to the natural way as possible. I know there are some Republicans who are against it, or some who say that different types of pregnancies are against the Bible or because of Satan. And I'm just, yeah, let's just say, bless her heart, bless her heart. But, okay, I'm just gonna start kind of giving some examples of why I have to say my point of view with IVF, disability, Republicans, and life. Because, again, this is supposed to be an amazing technology and something that helps women. Women like myself, because I'm no longer a spring chicken. And the dating nightmare men make sure I know it. Some of the men love telling me, "Your uterus is dried up now. You are of no use to us but to waste our time and to complain in our ears." And I have heard so many just disgusting things. And sometimes I wonder, what makes that man so special? What, especially, well, I guess that's a different topic for a different day, but some men, especially when they see my age, because I don't match with some of the men on dating apps, because they say they don't want any kids or they don't want any more kids. And a lot of the men, they have their own kids. And after breaking up with Mr. No Heart and facing some of the things I had to with his family and his daughters, especially his youngest daughter, I was going to just adopt later on within our relationship. I was going to see if I can just adopt by myself without him, because he said he did not want any more kids. And he called his own daughter's mistakes. He's not going to help me raise a kid that he might call a mistake behind my back. No, because I'll end up on Dateline. I'll end up on 48 Hours. Nope. But then once I ended up in my situation with my disability and everything, and I already knew he was such an awful human being, but I was trying to settle. I was trying to at least be like, okay, at least I found a man just to prove someone wrong, but it wasn't worth it. But now I'm at a point in my life where I was saving money for IVF. I was saving money so that I would be able to have kids by myself without a man because men either don't like me, especially black men don't like me most of the time because they say I'm too white, too proper, I'm an Oreo. Many of them, like as many men as a whole, but majority black men, what kind of man would want a smart woman? Why are you trying to start a business? Your only job is to cook, clean, and do my laundry. It's like, can you cook? A man doesn't care what you accomplished in school or what you can do in the world. We care if you cook. I'm not going to date them. And yes, I'm getting older. People keep reminding me, oh, but you have to marry someone. And kind of reminds me that with that one story and that woman, which I've been writing notes. I need to write more notes, but and I need to re-listen to it and write notes. But the story with the woman who said, basically, like, who the F did I marry? Yeah, I feel the same way. Who the F did I date? I only dated to prove someone wrong. I was at least trying to have the appearance of, yes, I walk different. Yes, I'm black. Yes, I have education. And men don't want educated black women. Yes, I'm dot, 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 dot. But I still found a man. Now I'm at a point where seeing majority of the single men that are out there, I'm good. I'm good. But America, Republicans are trying to force the only other way, like the only natural way, which, no. If they take IVF away from us, I've always wanted to adopt. Like I said earlier, I planned on adopting, even when I was in college, I knew I wanted to adopt and be a foster mom. And so they can't take that away from me. And that's another reason why I'm working so hard on my businesses. And I'm trying to get stuff out together as much as possible. I've been working on my creativity so I can create enough ways and to make sure that I can create legacies for my children. And yes, I said it plural, children, but they are trying to take IVF away, or at least Alabama. But part of me wonders, do they know the technology? Because a lot of them, they even quoted the Bible, quoted God, and it's just like, hold up, separation. Separation, because not everyone agrees with you. And how can you be a judge for the whole country, but you only judged based off of one book that not everyone believes in? And this is coming from a Christian woman, but also a Christian woman that knows the history of this country and that understands how we're supposed to be a democracy and also have our own opinions, as well as the Bible, who said that everyone has a choice. If we all have a choice, but the choices are being taken away from us because first abortion, and then some states are trying to take birth control, and now some are trying to limit with IVF. Come on. Come on. Oh, and I just heard another YouTubers say, oh, these white women, and it's like they were going off on the white women. And so, like, I know it's not all of the white women, but 53% of the white women voted for him. And a lot of white women kept saying, but he loves women, he supports us. It's like Republicans are like, yeah, what do you think now? What do you think now? Because you think it's going to stop here? Some states are trying to take away default divorce? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? So, but yeah, there's going to be a part two now that I'm talking. So, anyway, one reason why the whole disability part comes to mind with IVF is now Republicans want to have the nerve to say, oh, well, if they have a disability, you still can't hurt them. You still can't dispose. Oh, they're human. Oh, my, it's like they're alive. That's a life. That's not what you guys tell me to my face. You guys don't have empathy, sympathy, care, or anything like that to my face. What you guys tell me, oh, I feel so bad for your parents. Oh, well, I hope they're able to fix you. You're too pretty to walk like that. You need to make sure that you find a doctor that can allow you to be normal. Well, if your mother knew how you were going to turn out, I don't think she would have had you. That's only a few examples. So, Republicans, Christians, because these are the people that are saying these things. Now, with IVF, some of you want to say that's a life. But then when it comes to people living the life with disabilities, oh, and some more of my favorites. You guys are just lazy. You're just going to use up money from the government. You guys don't have to do anything. You don't have to work. You're not obligated to do anything. It's like we're obligated to take care of you and feed you while you just want to stay home and relax. Your life is just a vacation because you don't have to do anything. But now with IVF, you guys are just like even part of the argument that a lot of them want to say now is you can't throw away even the embryos that the DNA shows that they have a disability, but you don't care the people that are living with disabilities. You don't care about us. I've heard some of the worst things, especially with my Dating Nightmare series. A lot of men, when I tell them I have a disability, some of them block me. Some of them say they don't care, but then over time, they disappear. And sometimes it's because of my education or my goals or other things. But some men have literally, before they disappear, oh, so you can't go dancing. Oh, so how would you do this? How would you do that? And I'll be honest, I'm still figuring things out. My disability, which I was born with, doctors ignored because they were too lazy, stupid, and ignorant, or they didn't care about black, or since many of them don't care about black women, they just kept blaming me. So now I am faced with relearning new things, and while I'm trying to get my life together, while I'm learning, while I'm trying to embrace this, while I'm trying to figure out different technologies that I need to spend money on, the things I'm hearing from the Christian or Republican people is disgusting, is revolting. Oh, you just don't pray hard enough. Oh, why would you want to walk like that? Why are you out past 5 o'clock? The stupidity of the questions. But then they're so-called pro-life. But when those lives are walking around on this planet, they don't care about us. They don't care about us. They don't follow, like once someone's breathing, they don't want to follow the Bible. It's like until that life is born, they'll follow the Bible. Once that child is out, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care if that child is fed, or if they're homeless, or if they're taken care of. They don't. And I'm not going to say Democrats are perfect, but at least with Democrats, they're trying to increase the minimum wage so that people can afford to have the children. And, like, even Mrs. Obama like she was at least trying to help the obesity crisis and at least help make sure all kids had all of their food groups and everything on a daily basis. But it's like a lot of Republicans kept putting her down, and like some of the hateful things I found on Instagram, I need to do a full episode on that, because Republicans keep saying this is not a racist country. Yes, I'm on top off topic, but I'll get right back on. I know what train I'm riding. A lot of people kept, like, I saw on Instagram some scary things, them trying to compare her to animals and a man and different things like that, and saying, oh, she was trying to feed these children garbage. And it's like, okay, well, you know what? It was the first few years, but do you see how our obesity crisis is getting alarming? And do you see how, like, heart attacks or, like, different ailments with the heart is our top killer still? It's like, at least we had someone who cared about the, like, either, with diabetes and cholesterol and different ailments and stuff, so that when these kids grow up, they don't have to worry about those health things, and they can learn how to eat their vegetables. Because when I taught, I kept running into kids, ew, this is disgusting, oh my gosh. And I'll have, like, to save some money for me, because I'll tell my employment nightmare, I'll talk about my money nightmare soon, because... And also my investing, like, because one thing is, like, I would try, like, some days I would try to pack snacks here and there and everything, but I was working two jobs, I was trying to invest money, trying to see if I can get a business started and everything, and I ate the lunches at the school, because, like, okay, that would save me a little money, and the lunch lady just threw out the leftover food, only, like, there were a few lunches where there was no leftovers because they were pretty tasty. And that's one reason why, like, sometimes with how many of the Republicans kept hating on her and her efforts, I'm like, I'm eating it. It's like some of the foods could have improved a little bit, but it's like some of the kids, they didn't want to eat it because it had vegetables or it was different for them. But one thing that helped, when I sat at the table, they followed me, especially my first graders. They saw that their teacher was eating the food. And sometimes, like with the vegetables, if I was able to incorporate the vegetables into the rest of the lunch, because sometimes there was a rice dish or something, I would put my vegetables in the rice and I would say, hey, I'm going to eat this kind of like a stir fry. And I even taught my students what a stir fry was. Like, I showed them a video and read and I found a children's book that focused on stir fry. And so, anyways, it's like, I'll talk about that a different day, but I do have screenshots to prove it. I just have to find them. I have so many now. But okay, back to it. Like, when it comes to disability, I wish that one day the Christian and Republican demographics can realize that the way they treat people with disabilities isn't great, because one of the other main things, oh, you don't love God enough. Oh, I just need to lay hands on you. I need to pray for you. If you don't let me pray for you, you're going to walk like this the rest of your life and no one's going to care about you. Oh, it's like, if you don't let me pray for you, that means you don't love the Lord. That means you're going to hell. Oh my, it's like, you have to let me pray for you. You have to let me help you. You have to let me read these Bible verses to you. You have to let me stop. Leave me alone. Don't touch me. Don't get near me. And it's just, it's annoying, because do you know how many people have tried to come up to me throughout my life as my walking got worse? Oh, but you have to let me pray for you. But you have to let me give you Bible verses. oh, you must not love the Lord. You must not really go to church. Even though I've been going to the same church for over 20 years, but ooh, some of the people at that church, some of the, because there was, I think I've told part of the story before, but I'm probably going to repeat myself sometimes, but at least I'll show you guys I'm telling the truth, nothing but the truth. But I still remember there was one woman who, she always told, came up to me and said how pretty I was, and I need to do a whole episode on that too, because sometimes I wonder, am I ugly, am I pretty, because men have no problem, like, they switch the script all the time, but I was voted most ugly in high school. It's like, it was so-called prank. It wasn't in the yearbook or anything, but a group of boys, they did it, and it was embarrassing. But so, one reason why you haven't seen me yet, but I'm going to change that. I'm going to change that. And because during life, I became a promotional model. And it's like, men kept coming up to me saying I was pretty. And I'm like, I'm confused. And so it's like, so sometimes, but then black men, oh, you're not really black. Look how light you are. Oh, it's like, look at that. Look at your eyes. And it's like, yeah, I'm part Chinese. Like, what? Like, so I don't know. It's just, I will be doing an episode on, especially how men try to teach us what beauty is, or the, especially when it comes to makeup and like eyelashes, wigs, or sew-ins, or added hair, but it's like weight and every, like, ooh, okay, that would, I need to, yeah, I have such a long list and you guys already know it. Okay, anyway, as you can tell, I have a lot on my mind, and I will admit, when I heard the verdict about the IVF, I got emotional, because I don't have kids yet. I want kids, but I wanted my life together. I was trying to be the good old Christian woman where I got married and then I had kids. Or at least I was in my long-term relationship. Yeah, Mr. No Heart. But yeah, that didn't work for me. And I get offers on dating apps pretty often. Hey baby, come over to my house. I see you're not pregnant. Let me come over and fix that. Or come over to my house and fix that. No thanks. Oh, you ugly anyways, you no good. Beep. Like, they call me every word in the book. Especially the N-word if they're white. Yeah, the fun. So, it gets interesting, but yeah, there's going to be a part two. It might not be the next episode, but there will be a part two. If you guys can like, comment, and subscribe, and just know that I really appreciate and acknowledge my followers and everything, my subscribers, and it means a lot to me. I know I'm still brand new to this, and I'm learning a lot, but I will be going live pretty soon, so I can talk about a lot of my adventures, especially with, my Handicapable Black Nerd. Gonna talk about that channel and do episodes on that channel, and publishing my next books, which I'm excited about, and also my Etsy store, and so many other things, but I'm just gonna be me. A lot of men don't like that, and I don't care. I lived a life of having to be, like, yeah, I've learned, yeah, being submissive, no, I'm good. Especially with the men I'm finding, no, I'm good. I'm good. And I know that I have a disability. I know I'm a black woman. I know I'm a woman. And nothing's going to change that, and I wouldn't change it. A lot of Republican white men are trying to change the laws and the Constitution and different things that's going on within this country. We need to pay attention. We need to pay attention. the Republican Party and white men, we need to be careful. And I've dated quite a few white guys. I am thankful that they were Democrats when, because, I've asked about political parties for years. So, yeah, I've just never dated, like, no, not my cup of tea, not for me. And I know that would lead to divorce. And especially with how America's trying to change that law, no, I need to make sure from the very beginning he is not Republican. Because if they're going to try to trap me, okay. But just know, if I want to get a divorce, I'll move into a different house. That doesn't mean I can't leave him. That doesn't mean I can't leave him. Anyways, there's so much more on this topic, but you guys have an amazing day. Work on your goals, dreams, and aspirations. Don't let anyone stop you. Don't let anyone say you can't do it because of either your age, because of your race, because of a disability, because of your gender, sexuality, or anything like that. Don't let them stop you. But this is the Handicapable Black Woman podcast. I am a woman, I am of color, and I am handicapable. But most importantly, I am human, and so are you. Bye.